الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ابن آدم، إنكم تذنبون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected youth, before I start to talk properly, I have one question for all of you. A person bought his first motor vehicle and he thought he got a good deal, but he comes home, he sees now his engine is broken, oil and water is mixing. Now he has an option. His friend down the road, maybe 20, 25 years old, he has become a new mechanic. But he has never fixed the engine before. And then he got his friend's father. His friend's father fixed many engines. He knows the in-depth of the engine. He can build a new engine also for you. Now, which is the better option to give his car to? To his friend or his friend's father? To his friend's father. So we as youth, I remember last year Hazrat Mu'ana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatum spoke in a youth program. And after that I requested Mu'ana, I said, Hazrat, it is more appropriate for you to speak to the youth than for us to speak. Because we have just seen the world, we have just looked at a tree from one angle. They have looked at the tree from its roots, it grew up and it reached its peak. And they have seen life, they have been youth, they have passed the age of youth, they have reached the age of what is maturity, actual maturity, which is the age of 40. And they have passed that, and now they can give us their whole life in a nutshell. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Masood Sahab Damat Barakatum used to explain to us, he used to tell me, he said, "Bhai, if you listen to me now, I promise you, you will be 30 years ahead in life." So this youth programs is not to make us special, because we are not special. It is just for us to tell us that those people are the actual mechanics. If we want direction in life, then we have to take it. Because you listen to someone that looks like you, he is naughty like you also. So you listen to him, he is telling you that go listen to those people. If you listen to them, then you will go ahead in life. Anyways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Qur'an Majeed, every day we recite Surah Fatiha in every rak'at of Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, most beneficent. Ulama explain the difference between Rahman and Rahim. Rahman is for the entire dunya. Allah says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses everything. So much so that Shaitan said that I'm part of Shay, I'm also something. So Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote that Allah's mercy even encompasses shaitan. In what way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to give shaitan the highest degree of punishment. And in Allah's power there is no limit. But Allah gave him punishment to a certain degree which Allah could give him more punishment. That is the mercy of Allah on shaitan. So the rahmat of Rahman is the mercy that encompasses everything. And then Allah is Rahim. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically merciful to the believers. I was sitting and thinking that what am I to tell you? And then one day I was sitting and listening to some Arabic ash'ar that just hit my heart. And I said, if it hit me, it has to hit everybody. And what does the poet say? He says, سأقبل يا خالقي من جديد كما أنت مني إلهي تريد وأرجو إذا أنت تقبلني جنان الخلود ومنك المزيد. He says, I will come to you, my Rabb. And I will come to you again and again, like how you want from me. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. A person, his father passes away, or a woman, her husband passes away, then generally the family members tell her or tell their child that if you need anything, please come talk to us, come tell us, we'll sort you out. So the first time he goes, he says, you know what, uncle, there's this debt or there's some need at home. He helps him. Second time, he helps him. Third time, he helps him, but then he tells him, boy, you don't want to look for a job. Or he tells that woman, you don't want to start something from home. But what Allah Ta'ala says for us, Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Rabb is saying, make dua to me, I will accept your dua. There is no restriction. And Allah is dead being, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. If you are proud and you do not want to make dua to me, and you'll hear people say, that how I can make dua? How can I make dua? I am so sinful. Every believer can make dua. Allah says, if you are too proud to make dua for me, then there is Jahannam for you. Because Allah wants us to ask Him, كَمَا أَنْتَ مِنِّي إِلَهِ تُرِيدْ. And He says, oh Allah, وَأَرْجُو إِذَا أَنْتَ تَقْبَلُنِي. I hope that Allah, when you accept me, you will give me such a Jannah, جنان الخلود, the Jannah of which is forever. وَمِنْكَ الْمَزِيدِ. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains khulud, and he says that if this world was filled with sesame seeds from the sky till the earth, every continent was filled, it was emptied and it was filled with sesame seeds. And every 1,000 years a bird comes and takes one seed. How long will it take for that bird to empty this world? We'll be able to count it. But inevitably the world will get empty. It will take many, many million years also. But the world will get emptied. But Jannat is something that we cannot count. It is something that cannot be comprehended. We cannot think about it. He says, Allah, you will give me a Jannah which is everlasting. وَمِنْكَ الْمَزِيدِ. And even more, the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi of Allah, will we be able to see Allah Ta'ala? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them that when the sky is clear and it is the 14th night, can you see the moon? They say yes. They say, but oh Nabi of Allah, will we have to jump on each other to see? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you all have to jump on each other to see the moon? Or when the sky is clear and the sun is radiant, do you have to jump on each other to see the sun?
Then further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the condition of the sinful servants. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala, those servants that went to Jahannam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede. Allah will say, okay, go take them out. Then the believers will intercede. Allah will say, okay, go take who you want to take out of Jahannam. Until Allah will tell them, go take out someone that had a size of a dinar, a coin, gold coin, in his heart of iman, take him out. Allah will say, take out someone that has the size of half a dinar. Allah will take them out. Then Allah will say, misqala habba, one seed. And then they will be taken out. Allah will say, misqala darra, one dot. And now everyone will be taken out. Allah will say, you sure everyone is taken out? They'll say, yes Allah, we don't know of anyone that had iman that is left in Jahannam. And then the hadith says, Allah Ta'ala will say, shafa al malaika, wa shafa al nabiyun, wa shafa al mu'minun, wa lam yabqa illa arham al rahimin. Everyone made sifarish. It is only now Allah who is arham al rahimin that has to make sifarish, has to intercede. And Allah takes out this person that nobody knew of his iman. And in the narration it comes, Allah takes him out, but now he's still facing Jahannam. So he turns to Allah Ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, you took me out of Jahannam, but I'm still facing Jahannam. Can you just turn my face away from Jahannam? But I promise, I won't ask you anything else. That's all I want. Allah will turn his face away from Jahannam. After a while you say, Allah, but now you turn my face away from Jahannam. Turn my face now to Jannah. Allah say, but you said you won't ask for anything else. He say, no, now I won't ask nothing. That's all. Allah will turn his face to Jannah. After a while, he say, Allah, but now you turn my face to Jannah, it's looking so nice. Just put me inside. Allah say, but you said that you won't ask for anything else. He say, no, that's the last thing, I promise. Finish. Then Allah will put him in Nahrul Hayat, and then Allah will give him Jannah, and Allah will say, you see that what you see, that is your Jannah in 10 times the size. So he says, Allah, you're making jokes with me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles, hatta badat nawajizahu, until the back teeth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen. Did look at the servant. First he was the worst servant of Allah. Now look at the conversation he's having with Allah. Saying, Allah, you're making jokes with me. Allah says, we don't make jokes. This is your Jannah. So he says, jinan al-khuludi wa minkal mazid. A person is a criminal. He committed treason. You will never hear that the government said that, you know what, your case is closed, there's 10 blocks of flats. There's 10 filling stations. It is only Allah Rabbul Alameen that does that. Allah says, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah changes their sins into good deeds. We heard of music. We heard of all of this. Many a times we sit here and we thinking, that look at my life. Look at what I have done. There is no way out. What the poet says, Father, he says, عَصَيْتُكَ رَبِّي فَأَمْهَلْتَنِي وَتَسْتُورُنِي رُغْمَ أَنِّي عَنِيدٍ لِأَنَّكَ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ وَدُودٌ رَحِيمٌ بِكُلِّ الْوَرَى وَالْعَبِيدٍ. He says, Allah, I have committed sin, but you have given me time. Allah is a being that has control. If I cast an evil glance, Allah can take my eyes away. If I do something sinful, Allah can paralyze me. Allah, you gave me time. وَتَسْتُرُنِي, and Allah, you are covering my sins. رُغْمَ أَنِّي عَنِيدٍ, despite the fact, if we know the word عَنِيدٍ, despite the fact that I am a rebel. We heard Mahana saying the child becomes so naughty that now the mother puts him out or puts her out. But it reaches that stage where the father says, I don't want to see you now. Just, you on drugs, you on every type of evil, and just on the point of drugs, we once accompanied Hazrat Mawlana Dawood Sirat Sahab Damat Barakatum to a rehab center. And he said that why we only have a rehab center for drugs or for alcohol or this type of addiction. He says the cell phone is also a drug. Pride is also a drug. Jealousy is also a drug. But why it is only when it comes to these things we say, no, it's getting out of hand. He says, because the effect generally affects the family and the people close by physically and monetarily. So because it's affecting their outward body and it's affecting their money, so now it becomes a serious matter. But we don't realize that the things that are affecting our inside, that is more serious. And that is the rehab, that is why we have come here. More than our drugs, more than all of those things, our iman is important. And the attack is on our iman. The attack is the pride that's in our heart, the jealousy that's in our heart, that filth and evil and love for the Western life that's in our heart, that will take our iman and it will steal our iman. That needs to be cured, and that is the reason why we are here. So the child is a rebel. The father kicks him out. But Allah says, you can be a rebel. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu, who was he? He was that person that killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidu Shuhada. How he killed him? He mutilated his body. He shattered the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cut his head open. He took out his brains. He took the skull of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he gave it to Hinda to drink wine in it. And both of them, Wahshi radiallahu anhu and Hinda radiallahu anha, when they became sahaba, the highest tabi'i can never reach their rank. And how did he get his hidayat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends dawah to him. He says that Allah says, والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. He says that all of these things, I have committed shirk. I killed the greatest, one of the greatest human beings on the world, the uncle of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I committed zina. Allah says you will get guna, yudaf lal azab, your punishment will be double. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا, you will stay in punishment forever. Allah revealed, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. But those people that make tawbah, they bring iman and they do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the evils into good deeds. So he said, I can make tawbah, I can bring iman, but what guarantee I have that I'll do good deeds? Allah revealed the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive that you make shirk with him, but whoever Allah desires, Allah will forgive them. He says, what guarantee do I have that Allah will desire me? Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him dawah. He is counter-attacking. Allah is sending wahi to give the man that killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hidayat. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That, oh my servants, Allah did not say those people that made guna. Allah did not say those people that are off the path. Allah said, my servants, that is just transgressed. Ya ibadi, my servants, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, who have transgressed, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins. Wholesale Allah forgives sins. The thing is, we need to regard our sin as sins. We need to regard our evil as evil. We need to regard our Western lifestyle as Western lifestyle, as haram, as wrong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he gave us a criteria of our deen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. On that which I am upon and my sahaba radiallahu anhuma on. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of era is my era, and then is the one after them and the one after them. That is the time of Sahaba, Tabi'in and Tab'ut Tabi'in. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the criteria. If we want to judge if something is right or wrong, we got the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should not be that we are so engrossed in our Western lifestyle. If they tell us to kick a ball a certain way, we will kick the ball that way. They tell us to play soccer in a certain way, we will play that way. They tell us to play cricket in a certain way, we will play that way. They will start paddle tennis, we will run to the paddle tennis court. And what haram is happening there, only Allah knows. And then we will say we are playing paddle tennis for Palestine. People are dying in Palestine, they are fortunate, they are becoming shuhada. We are involved in intermingling of sexes, haram, music playing, and we are playing pedal tennis and we say, no, this is for Palestine. What does it have to do with Palestine? Let us see, and when someone tells us that why your sport is wrong, this fantasy football of yours is wrong, this soccer of yours is wrong, this English league is wrong, hey, that's Mayanas, they say everything is wrong. Nothing is right for them. But what is the criteria? The criteria is Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Let us look in the life of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tab'ut Tabi'in. Was there ever time for them to be playing soccer, to be playing cricket, to be playing any of these kuffar sports? If I regard my evil as evil, Allah will give me tawfiq to make tawbah. And if I do not, and why do I need to waste my life when Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. This worldly life is just tomfoolery. It is just entertainment. We will get involved in our sports. We will get involved in our evil and our filth. And before we know it, mode comes. And then, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah does not delay a person's time. There is no coming back. It should not be that we are like the kuffar. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. They say that this is only one life. We will love you, so love it once. And we hear it. People say, no, you only love once. You don't only love once. We came here to die. And we came here to prepare for a life that is everlasting. A life that can't come to an end. So if you got something that is limited, can you prepare enough for something that is unlimited? You will never be able to prepare enough. It will only be the mercy of Allah that will give you grace to last till the end. But we say, no, hey, if you read one subhanallah, fill the sky and the earth, hey, is enough. How is it going to compare to an unlimited life? But Allah, out of His mercy, we have become rebels. We have gone off the path. A person is sitting there, he's depressed. What do I do? There's only one thing to do. Accept that what I have done is wrong and turn to Allah. Allah will take you open arms. Say, أتيتك يا خالقي باكيا ودمع الأسى كل حين يزيد فقد قلت في الآي لا تقنطوا وإن تعفو عني فذا يوم عيد. He says, oh Allah, I come to you crying. Ulama explained, فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكِي فَتَبَاكَوْ. If you can't cry, at least act like you're crying. You made your mother angry, you made your father angry, you made your ustad angry. Now you go in front of him, now the tears are not coming out, now you ask. He tell you, get out from here, man. You made nonsense and you still acting. Just get out from here. In front of Allah, you can't cry, you act like you cry, and Allah will say, look at my servant. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيمَا يَحْكِي عَنْ رَبِّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ ذَنْبًا فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي ذَنْبًا فعلم أن له رب يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates a hadith قدسي in which Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says a person commits a sin and then he says اللهم اغفر لي, oh Allah, please forgive me. Allah says that look at my servant, he committed a sin, he knows that I got a rub that will forgive my sins. And he also has the power to take me to task for my sins. But Allah forgives him. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, that now this person slips again. فَقَالْ أَيْ رَبِّي اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي. He slips again, he commits a sin again. He says, oh Allah, please now forgive me. Allah says the same thing, my servant has recognized that I got a rub that will forgive my sins, and Allah also has the power of taking me to task. The third time this happens, Allah says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ عَبْدِي فَلْيَفْعَلْ مَا شَاءَ. That I have forgiven my son, my servant, and he can do what he wants. Meaning, that as long as he falls in sin and he recognizes my son is sin, and he sincerely makes tawbah, I will continue forgiving him. Allah says, إِنَّكُمْ تُذْنِبُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You are committing sins morning and night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I forgive wholesale. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُونَ. If you did not commit sins, لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy you. فَجَعَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. If you did not commit sins, Allah will destroy you and bring such a nation that will commit sins. They'll ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. Allah loves to forgive us. But unfortunately, we have reached a time where we don't regard our sin as sins. As soon as we regard our sin as sins, Allah forbid, if that person does not make tawbah in this world, and we heard, he will go to Jahannam, Allah will take him out. But once he justifies his sins, we start changing the deen of Allah, we start changing our whole identity, then what is left of us? And that is why we have come here, to recognize what is my sins, what needs to be changed in my life. And as long as a person stays in the company of the pious, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say it in Urdu, he used to say, Mera zauk yeh hai, my inner feeling is this, jisne Allah ka naam ek martaba muhabbat se liya, Allah usko nahi chorega. A person takes Allah's name once with love, Allah will never leave him in a lurch. But we have to take Allah's name with love. It is, the condition is like a person has a farm. It is filled with grass, filled with dirt. And now he decides that I got this farm so long, what do I do with it? In the next morning he goes with a sickle, he says, let me clean the grass. He'll come half the day, he'll only finish quarter the farm, he'll be tired. It rains at night, in the morning he comes, he sees whatever I done was waste of time. So if we decide that I'm going to take out one sin, you'll just finish with one, the next one will come. The simplest thing this man has to do, he takes a match, he lights it, he throws it. The thing burns, the fire burns, the farm is cleaned. We just have to come in the company of the people that got the flame of the love of Allah. we get a small piece of that flame, wallah, our life will change, our direction will change. We have seen people, we have met people, they tell you, Mana, my life was death of partying. December was the worst time of my life. But now when I see people partying, I get angry. I get this hatred that I want to destroy whatever they are doing. Allah will give you such love for deen and such ghairat of iman that you will start hating sin. Where you thought I cannot leave my sport, you will start hating that sport. If you see someone involved in it, it will hurt you that how can I help this person? And that day will be the day wa in ta'fu anni fadha yawm eid. Allah, if you forgive me, that day is the day of my eid. Not the day when I'm wearing new clothes, I'm driving a new car, I got a new house, I got whatever I desired, I got married. No, the day that Allah, you became mine, I became yours. Wallah, everything will be different for us. Our life will be different for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.